This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to reform and refocus attention on his Democratic rival on the campaign trail as he pushes to move past revelations that he purposefully played down the danger of the coronavirus last winter. But the virus controversy followed him at a rally in Battleground, Michigan, Thursday, as he faced new pushback from local officials worried about the growing size of his rallies and his campaign's repeated flouting of public health guidelines intended to halt the COVID-19 spread. That includes Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who raised alarms about Thursday's event. Mr. Trump, however, reveled in the crowd of several thousand packed shoulder to shoulder in a cavernous airport hangar, many without masks. Globally, there are more than 907,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 28 million confirmed infections. The U.S. continues to lead in deaths and infections. A Northern California wildfire has become the state's deadliest of the year, with at least 10 people confirmed dead, and the toll could climb because 16 people are missing. Butte County Sheriff's investigators found seven bodies Thursday. This is a day after three other victims were discovered. Among those unaccounted for are grandparents who told their son that they were going to try to escape the flames by finding shelter in a pond. The weeks-old fire was about 50% contained when winds drove it to explosive growth on Tuesday. About 2,000 homes and other buildings have been burned, according to officials. The fire is among five this year that have set records for the most land ever burned, including a blaze that broke the mark Thursday as the largest ever. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.